Fast 11. Guess who's back, 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 back again. Guess who's back,
guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
He is back. It is Shay. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You're on later than usual. Sorry to keep you waiting. I hope you didn't mind.
No, but I'm fine. But that's, you had things to do. So
we did. Yes.
Which is good, yeah. So
plus, we wanted to make sure, you know, you had a bit of a line and were up and having a good Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Because I had a heavy week last week because I was doing a breakfast show on another radio station.
Yes.
Yes. You've had lots of early starts, you know. See, you did that for the whole week. I just do an early morning breakfast show once a week, so, you know.
Which that's right, yeah.
I know, which means Shay's actually got more stamina and, you know, more capable of the job than either of us.
Do you know what else also means? On Wednesday morning, somebody actually reminded me that, I think it was James in Woking. He was Shay's on another radio station doing a breakfast show. I was like, and I'm on the breakfast show as well at the same time.
I know, it was like breakfast show radio walls going on.
Who do you listen to? It's tricky, isn't it?
I'm not going
to
answer that question.
That's it, yeah. So,
as I understand
about water shortage down there, then.
Yeah, I've got no water at the moment. So, I woke up this morning and I went to have a shower. Nothing happened. I couldn't even have a coffee. And I was going to do washing.
Couldn't do his washing. Wash his drive,
I was going to do all that today, and there's no water. So, you know, I might be coming down with a bucket and boiling some of your water later.
Wow, that's... Yeah, so... That's not good, really.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
No, it's not good. And actually, John's just been out and about in the school, and the water pressure in the school doesn't look great either.
No.
All happening here in Woking.
So what's been happening with you guys, Matt? We'll start off with Matt. What's been happening with you?
I've had quite a good week. I went to see Rod Stewart tribute act last night.
Good.
Some guys have all the love. They were amazing, actually. They were really good.
You looked amazing as well from the pictures I've seen. You wore it well, Matt.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I see what you did
there.
Did you
get there on a boat? Were you sailing?
Shay. Shay, stop him.
I'll stop.
Sailing then? Because
they did sailing as part of the encore. There were people going, they've gone off stage. They've not done Maggie May. They've not done sailing. And then they came back and said, do you want a couple more? And they went, sailing and Maggie. So, all right, we'll do those. So, that went well.
So,
I've had quite a busy week work-wise, apart from that.
And you were on the drive show on Thursday.
I was.
Yeah.
Were you listening?
Yeah. Well, you were still awake at that point. You were probably asleep.
I was listening. I was actually listening for once.
Thanks, Shay.
Which was good, yeah.
What do you think of it, then?
There you go. you're good, Matt. You're very good.
Thank you. Good.
Yes,
you're
Matt's
very
really good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably listened and then went straight to bed to get up for breakfast.
So what are you doing for the rest of the week then, John?
Oh, for me? Well, I've had a busy week. I've been selling some clothes online, so I've been doing that. That's been something I've been doing, listing things online and all that. Other than that, I've got some busy bits and pieces I'm doing this week. It's busy, but I like to be busy. It's good. Don't get time to get bored then, do you?
No, exactly.
No.
So when
are you coming to Leatherhead then, John?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, are you going to buy me a kebab, are you?
Oh, mind you, isn't this Monday the first Monday of the month? So aren't you there doing something in the evening anyway?
I might be around in Leatherhead tomorrow, but we will...
Yeah, you might be, yeah.
So I might take you to the kebab. Good. Yeah, you might buy me a kebab.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, he can just lean out the window and order.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out the window. It's like...
they're still working out hard across the road, you know?
Oh, this heat as well. You know, in the heat we've had.
Well, especially in this heat, but according to Simon, we're going to get another dose of hot weather again.
Yeah, we are. Actually, Shay, it's quite an important week this week because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm swapping jobs, which means I'm not going to regularly be in Leatherhead anymore. I'm leaving Leatherhead, Shay.
Really?
Oh, I am.
I can't believe that.
Oh, Leatherhead. Everyone in Leatherhead's devastated, aren't they?
Leatherhead's loss is Epsom's gain. What can I say? Yeah, so
everybody in Leatherhead they're very, very disappointed.
Can we have some sort of leaving do for you for Leatherhead?
I think so.
Some street party.
Yeah. Should we have a little bit of a leaving do for you, Matt?
I need to actually ask a question, lads. We need to figure something out.
do we?
As I'm leaving a roll, is it on me to take biscuits or cakes in and say goodbye?
I think everyone else should be providing biscuits and cakes.
I think someone else should do that,
Well, no, it's kind of tradition where I've been that the person going takes in the cakes. I mean, I don't know why, but everyone looking at me last week going, or everyone who knew I was leaving looking at me last week going, are you bringing in sweet treats next week? I was like, what?
A lot of people are saying, though, that you shouldn't be bringing cakes into workplace because it's not good. People want a diet, you know. People
no, it's a fair point, that.
So, you know, you could sort of play that card, couldn't you?
It is a fair point.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that.
And what cake are you going to bring in? This is the question.
Well, this could take a while to figure out.
Something that's not too messy, because, you know, nothing worse than a cake of squash.
No, don't make it too messy, though, Matt.
No, I think if I'm going to, I'm going to go box of biscuits for it, because they're safer and they're cleaner and, yeah.
Yeah, pack of Jaffa cakes and you're done. Sorted.
Shopping according to John Andrews on Radio Woking.
50p, sorted.
Well, that's it. So, what's the weather like in Woking at the minute then?
Looking a bit cloudy, actually.
It's looking a little bit cloudy. Although I swear it's deceptive because outside it's probably lovely and blue. But on the window to Woking camera that we've got on the roof of the Winston Churchill School, it's looking cloudy and grey. I'm beginning to think wearing my shorts wasn't a good idea.
Oh, see, I wasn't wearing my shorts today. I'm wearing longer trousers.
No.
Yeah.
It's a little bit cooler than what it has been.
Okay. Yeah, all right, lads.
So, Shay, are you off for your Sunday dinner today?
I am indeed. I'm off just down the road, a pub which is just outside my flat, so I'm going down there.
Come on, you've got a kebab shop and a pub.
I know, I want to go live where Shay's living.
And that's perfect.
And a pub.
Wow. I know, how good is that?
I know.
And the lady who works in there, John knows this lady.
Yes. Cindy, who's also Cindy your carer as well, which is, really
That's
lovely.
Right, yeah. She's working down there today.
Oh, is she?
Oh, so you're going to get... So. You'll get extras. You'll be like, can I have an extra roast potato, please? And she'll be like, yeah, go on then.
I really want to go and have a Sunday roast now. I keep walking past this time of year as well. It's not just Sunday roast, but you're smelling in the air barbecues.
A barbecue.
I'm like, I want to do something. I'm going to probably have a roast later, actually, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Go buy some meat and do something.
That'll be good.
If you've got...
So I've
got water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good.
Now, Shay, I also need to talk to you because we've asked you to pick a song. And I understand why you're picking the song, but I have to say we need to talk about your choice.
It's for a lady.
It is.
A lovely girl.
It is.
She's a lovely lady and she does really well for charity.
Yes, and we may have mentioned her earlier.
Yeah, she was at the offshore mate.
We certainly did.
Offshore fair yesterday.
We certainly did. Although everybody talks about it all the time. But live on Radio Woking, you're going to hear Barbie Girl.
Oh, good Lord.
Really?
I haven't played this in years.
Well, we played it a few weeks ago when,
we did, actually.
Yeah, so I better say a very good morning to Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
There you go.
Yes, I know they are listening, actually, Rosie and Donna.
There you go.
And we're going to find out later, actually, on their social media. They had a stall at the Offshore Fair yesterday. There was lots of money going into the pots, and we're going to find out later. There's a big announcement of how much they've made. I think it's going to be quite a nice total, though.
I hope so.
It will be.
Yeah.
No, fair play. She does really well.
Does really well.
For herself.
Yeah,
she does. I think it's not that at all, Shay. It's just a song. It's not a song I can get on board with. I'm really sorry.
Come on,
really?
Matt, let's go party.
Okay. Have a good day, Shay.
Have a good day.
I'll tell you what I think, John, on that note. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you again next week, guys.
You will indeed.
Shay, would you like to introduce Barbie Girl then for us?
Go on in.
Okay, then. This is Barbie Girl, live on Radio Woking.
Oh, professional.
Rosie.
Thanks, Shay. See you later.
Bye. Bye.